Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Yesterday, I mentioned a couple of times God's love for us. I don't think we even begin to comprehend, and that includes me. We can't even comprehend the love God has for us, but He does. He does. You, poor, weak, miserable at times that we are, He loves us. And we pray today, be present to your family, O Lord, and graciously ensure those you have endowed with the grace of faith an eternal share in the resurrection of your only begotten Son. Do we believe in Him? Do we really believe in Him? Do we follow Him? Or do we just get, oh, I have to go to Mass, or I have to be good here? No, I want to be. I want to follow you. I want to grow in goodness and patience and kindness. And I ask God's forgiveness when I fail, and He gives it. Open your heart to Him. So let's take a look at the first reading for today from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, and then verses 1b to 8. Whatever that quite means. There broke out a severe persecution of the church in Jerusalem, and all were scattered throughout the countryside of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Devout men buried Stephen and made a loud lament over him. Saul, meanwhile, was trying to destroy the church, entering house after house and dragging out men and women. He handed them over for imprisonment. Now those who had been scattered went about preaching the word. Thus Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed the Christ to them. With one accord the crowds paid attention to what was said by Philip when they heard it and saw the signs he was doing. For unclean spirits, crying out in a loud voice, came out of many possessed people, and many crippled people were cured, and there was great joy in that city. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. He is so good to us, and we don't believe, we don't trust Him, but we want to be a people who are growing in faith, really growing in faith. The psalm today says, let all the earth cry out with joy to God. Shout joyfully to God, all the earth. Sing praise to the glory of His name. Proclaim His glorious praise. Don't think of yourself. Think of Him. Say to God, how tremendous are your deeds. Let all on earth worship and sing praise to you, sing praise to your name. Come and see the works of God, His tremendous deeds among the children of Adam. He has changed the sea into dry land. Through the river they passed on foot. Therefore let us rejoice in Him. He rules by His might forever. We can trust Him. We can follow Him. Even when He calls us to go through something difficult, turn to Him for wisdom, turn to Him for advice, and you'll pick up a book and you'll open it up or a magazine or something, you'll say, oh, that's what I need to do. Just listen for Him. Doesn't mean He's going to come down from heaven and stand in front of you and tell you, but He will communicate with you. So pay heed. For He has changed the sea into dry land. Through the river they passed on foot. Therefore let us rejoice in Him. He rules by His might forever. Let us follow Him. And the gospel is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 35 to 40. Jesus said to the crowds, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. Whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him up on the last day. All of us, brothers and sisters, acknowledge the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Open your heart to him and trust yourself to him. Seek to follow his word. He will lead you right to the feet of the Father. Please, brothers and sisters, the sins I've committed that I know have been forgiven, I don't have to go back and look over that again and again and again. Just look at life now and see, am I truly following God? Am I trusting him? Do I believe him? Yes, if it's serious sin, I go to confession. Absolutely. But God will forgive. That's the point. You don't have to go around with hanging something on your neck or over your head as though, poor me, poor me, I did something very bad. I'm going to hell. No, you're not. If you simply come to the Lord, come to the priest in confession, say it, get it out, receive all the grace that God wants to give you so that you can turn away and follow him. Believe me, I don't think we even begin to comprehend. I know I don't. I don't think we begin to comprehend how much he loves us. To die on a cross, to be hung up there for over 3 hours, to be nailed to it, to die for you and for me. He did that, and he knows each one of us by name. I've said that to you, but I want you to hear it. Please, brothers and sisters, God wants you to know peace and joy as you move closer and closer to seeing his face. So bring yourself to him every day. Bring your sins to him in confession. Bring your sins to him personally as well. But bring all the serious sin to him. Get rid of it. It just eats at you. And you get hard. And you say it doesn't matter. But Jesus wants you in heaven with him. Please, turn to him now with all your heart, because he loves you and he wants you. St. Anselm, who lived in 1109, he was an abbot, he was a bishop, he was a philosopher and a theologian. And this is what he says in a prayer for eternal life. My Lord and my God, my joy and the hope of my heart, tell my soul if this is that joy which you spoke to us about through your Son. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. For I have found a fullness of joy that is more than full. It is a joy that fills the whole heart, mind, and soul. Indeed, it fits the whole of a man, and yet joy beyond measure still remains. The whole of that joy cannot enter into those who rejoice, but those who rejoice can enter wholly into that joy. Speak, Lord, to your servant. In the depths of his heart, tell him, this is St. Anselm now, tell him if this is that joy that your servants enter into when they enter into the joy of their Lord. But of course, that joy in which your chosen ones will rejoice, neither has eye seen nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man to know, to conceive. So as yet, Lord, I have not spoken about or understood how greatly your blessed ones rejoice. They will rejoice as much as they love, and they will love as much as they know. How much will they know you, Lord? How much will they love you? Truly, in this life, neither has eye seen nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man, how much they will know and love you in that life. Think of that. Think of that, brothers and sisters. Oh, well, I just hope I'll get over there. I'll be in purgatory for a long time. But even if that would be true, that will all go when he brings you to himself into heaven. You want to get to heaven as fast as you can. So take a look, really. Take and make just a little examination of conscience in thought, in speech, in action. Just go through and say, well, I did this and I did this and I did this. Then take it to confession and know a freedom that God has for you. I mourn, really, when people say, oh, well, yeah, maybe sometime I'll go. No, go now. You're to bring his presence. You're to bring his presence to other people in this world. And there are so many people in this world who do not know him. Please, really, just take on, in a sense, be a missionary. You can be a missionary right at home, right in your own block. Don't harangue people. Just live it true. And somebody will say something to you. There'll be some way that God will give you an opening that you can share and help another person to draw closer to God. The Lord is offering us all kinds of ways to love him and to draw near to him. So please, please, don't say, oh, that's a nice thought, and then walk away. Don't do that. Do it seriously now, because it will, over a period of time, it will begin to change your life. It certainly, as I've said before, it's changed mine. I don't mean I was a notorious sinner, but I certainly did not know the power of God's grace. And that's what we want to receive day in and day out. Please, I want to see you in heaven, and we can all talk about it, and you can tell me you didn't know the half of it, because I probably don't. I'm sure I don't. But we're going to get there together. We're going to be with him forever. Please, brothers and sisters, yield your heart to him more deeply every day. And you say, I'm too busy to pray. Are you too busy to breathe? I don't think so. You could have five little times during the day when you just stop for a moment and say, Jesus, I love you. Teach me. Just do that 4 or 5 times a day and your whole life will begin to turn around. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.